Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, Skippy, you started now. It's a Tuesday in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday, I should say. And happy Trade Deadline Day.
Happy Trade Deadline Day. Or happy Trade Deadline Day?
Yeah, fair. Okay, fair. That we'll ultimately see once the trade deadline actually hits. But it is deadline day. So let's have a little fun. I mean, I feel like we should try and have fun regardless here on the show. And it's more fun when we do it with you. 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get involved with the program. We ask you to do that in all times. It's more fun that way. Also, appreciation to the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Lopez, how you doing today, man?
I am doing good. It's trade deadline day. It's election day. It's a good day to be sitting here. I got a question for you on the trade deadline.
Okay.
This is a very broad-based question.
Okay.
But what would it mean? What would it mean if they do make a trade, if they don't make a trade?
I mean,
I think that's the most important thing right now.
That's an interesting question because I don't think that there is a stock and barrel singular answer. I think that there's a lot of different, there's grayscale within here. There's a lot of different levels to this, so to say. If they make a big trade, I think that it is fair to ask, you know, how much the delusion is there with this team. I know I hate to go immediately there because I understand every team, you come into a season and you have aspirations and it is hard for you to give that up because you got to wait till the next year to try and go again, so to say. This team, even at 3-5, looks up and they see, well, I don't know, according to them, they don't be looking at those things.
That's what I'm wondering,
But I imagine it is easy to look at where this team is, even at 3-5, and try and convince yourself that there is a path. And while there's still a mathematical chance, you give yourself the best opportunity to go do such things, right? There's also, within that, the understanding that you've got one of the best defenses in the league, if not the best defense in the league. You've got pieces in here that seem to work, and by the coach's own words, you have been close a number of times, and so maybe all you need is a little bit to get over. Hell, you yourself yesterday were talking about how, in some places, just not good enough with the Jimmys and Joes. Well, the trade deadline is a place where you can add to those Jimmys and Joes. I can see how you get there. So I think that there's some big buys within there. I think there's small buys also where you could try and, hey, see if you can make, you know, take advantage of opportunities that arise. I think that's how I would view that. The real interesting thing to me is if they would decide to do any level of selling. I think that would be quite telling.
That's what I mean. What does
it
mean?
With that team.
Yeah. What does it mean? Because if they start selling, and boy, Sean kind of got in my head during Cross right there when we were talking about this a little bit, and he said someone like Mario Edwards, you know, who's been an effective player.
Yes.
And we're not saying that he's rumored or anything, just as an example. That to me would be very telling. That maybe, you know, especially if they, you know, accumulate draft picks, all of a sudden that's a classic Nick Caserio peripheral move of we think we're good on defense. We can be good without Mario Edwards, again, just as an example. But we're accumulating draft picks. That points to the future.
Right, but
you know,
how far in the future? Because I think that there are some moves that could be moved or made rather that would, in some ways, reflect, I think, positively on the organization and an understanding of, okay, you need to be looking forward, but also understanding that, you know, you have to kind of revitalize. Like, there's players that might not be of as much use right now as what your assets could have you for even next year and the year after that, and trying to give yourself a better opportunity. There's a level of realistic awareness that I think could happen. Someone like a Christian Harris, although now he's dealing with a little bit of an injury, but that's a dude that has clearly fallen out of favor. If there is some team out there that's willing to give you a little something for somebody that I don't imagine you're going to sign back, at least not to a significant contract, maybe that is a place where you can, you know, turn that into something in the future. I mean, this is a defensive line in general when it comes to that room where you have an abundance of talent.
Yeah.
How much do you take some of that to help spin it forward to see if you can get younger and more effective in years forward? Like, I think that there's some places in the margins where you could take something that you are not utilizing to the highest degree and give you something that you might be able to work with in the future.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're right, but it is something of an editorial statement as well.
Sure.
You know, it's like not punting on the season, but all right, we got to cover ourselves here. You know, that kind of thing. Because like the biggest high impact trade that could help this team get better just in general, I don't think can happen. I mean, maybe it can. You know, there's been some rumors out there about some offensive linemen, but the biggest trade is on the offensive line. Number one, can one player make that big a difference? Number two, does it make a difference in general?
Well, that's the question I've been asking myself. Yeah. I do want to get into some of the rumors because there are some names that oddly enough intrigue me.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of back and forth that I've been having within myself is anytime I come up with a player and I start trying to like either turn my head or squint or try and see, all right, how does this work? I get to the futility of it all,
yes,
right? Like, there's a level of nihilism that's setting in with me over here. You know me, I'm generally a happy-go-lucky dude, but that nihilism sets in where the age-old question, does it even matter, starts coming in.
Yes, that's it.
And it's not even does it even matter from a 3-5 perspective. I think we understand that mathematical portion of this. It's a does it matter from you can get talent, right? You can get all the chess pieces on the board. The actual question is, are you able to move them in the right place? Like,
will it affect the offensive line?
Well, affecting the offensive line, I think that's a fair question, but I'm not even there yet. Yeah. I'm just thinking of, do you have the people who were in charge of the strategy that would be able to utilize this in the right place? Because we have talked for 9 weeks now, at least, about different places in which it feels like you're not utilizing your talent and maximizing it. So, it could be, I think there is something to be said for, if you're not able to maximize your talent, give yourself more talent to open the margins up. But how much does that actually matter if, again, you're not maximizing your talent? I think the chief test case of that is looking at number 14 himself, Jalen Nolan, seeing him get 11 snaps after all the things that he's been through in his early season, you know, his young career, and still not seeing him get snaps. Well, what happens if you go get a talented player? Does that actually shift what's happening here, or do you still find yourself making decisions that undercut the talent that you actually do have, even if we are willing to acknowledge that maybe the talent isn't where
just
you
philosophically
need it to be?
Are they going to be able to use it the way they need to? Now, let's say they do make a trade. Again, I don't think offensive line, one player for a number of reasons you just pointed out, one is going to make that big a difference. But can it make a big difference at tight end or running back? Those are the two spots that I would be looking the closest.
I actually do think, though, that there are some – well, at least maybe it's just I'm surprised in some ways, because you know one of the things I like saying is offensive line, you typically don't find players on the offensive line available to you during the season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of those. There's a few guys who have been brought up. The one recently, I believe this morning, that I saw brought up, Evan Neal.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Guard for the New York Giants has been brought up. It's I believe Josina Anderson was reporting that the Giants would be open to parting ways with Evan Neal. And the thing about Evan Neal is I always am a little hesitant when it comes to Evan Neal in particular, but Giants offensive line in general, like there's been some up and down. But Evan has had a real rough time of it. However, for whatever it's worth, you know, I always have to put the disclaimer. We got to sprinkle a little disclaimer on here whenever we bring up Pro Football Focus. But he has a better PFF grade than both of the dudes that you're rotating at left guard right now.
Yeah.
He is a guy who, interestingly enough, again, depending on how you view PFF's grading system, is really good in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
has a little bit of questions in pass protection, which, again, I know that that immediately sends off red lights around these parts. However, if you listen to the way that your head coach has talked, if you listen to and if you kind of read between the lines on the way that they've talked on wanting to be this, mm-hmm. you know, strong, tough, you know, just move people. That's a dude that seems like he can move people. Like yes. if you are going to lean all the way into the delusion, if you're going to buy into the school of thought, the Slim Charles school of thought, word to the wire, that if it's a lie, then we fight on that lie.
Yeah.
Well, then how about you make that lie a little bit more of a truth by going against someone who maybe has that strength and can give you that opportunity?
Yeah,
but again, I come back to, will they be able to utilize it?
Will
in the
they
right
be
way?
Able to utilize it? Will it make that big of a difference? Maybe it'll make a difference. I don't know. Here's the other thing that I think comes into play today, and it directly affects the Texans. You know, you look at all these lists of buyers and sellers reportedly, you know, on trade deadline day today. And of course, we're going to have all those updates as we get them. So, you know, stay plugged in. But most of the buyers are in the AFC. Most of the buyers on most of these lists are in the AFC. How does that affect you? And how does that, what does it mean? Even if you make a peripheral deal, you know, the Bills are buyers. The Patriots are buyers. The Steelers have made a move and are buyers.
Yep.
These are all teams that are – the Colts are rumored to be buyers. Hell, even the Jaguars are buyers. Does that – obviously the Broncos. All these teams are ahead of you and are buyers and are going to make moves. And that goes back to my first point. Will it even make a difference?
Well, that's a fair question, and I would love to give you a definitive answer. I think that that's one of those time will tell types of answers.
Yeah.
I think the question you're asking, though, is will it make a difference in what the Texans decide to do?
Yeah.
And it seems very much like the Texans are very much trained upon themselves. I think it'll be more telling.
Well, they say they are.
I think it'll be more telling of themselves and how they view this team. It'll give us yet another insight into the glasses and the framework that they see this team with, because clearly it's not the same way that we on the outside see this team, for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give us a little insight if they look at this and they're getting more. Maybe it says, hey, we do look at the – let's honestly say it, the traffic jam of teams in front of them and say they're getting stronger, so we need to try and keep up with them. And also understand that on any given Sunday, we're seeing teams that should go and get victories against teams that they are better than not do that. So maybe that means that, you know, even if you're at 3-5, you're there with the Baltimore Ravens that people are looking at as having upside and possibility of, you know, saving their season. Why not us? Or that could also be looked at a different way, right? If they don't end up going to that way where they're like, hey, we're just going to, you know, stand pat with what we got, see what we can do.
While everybody else is making moves. Teams that you're going to play, Colts, Bills, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Hell, Jaguars this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It'll be very, very intriguing. Like, I'm very excited to see it. If you had to take a guess on what actually happens, right? And we'll be watching, again, all the way through our show as we approach the NFL trade deadline. But if you had to take a swing at what you imagine will happen.
I think Nick Caserio, and again, you're just judging, you know, his track record. I think he's going to bring in not necessarily an Achan, I hope he does, or a Breece Hall. Again, I hope he does. I think he might bring in another warm body at running back for swaps of picks and stuff like that. That's what he does.
Nibble around the edges?
Yeah, yeah. If I had predicted it, that would be it.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like that could very much be what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more and more I'm interested in can you increase the talent on the offensive line. It was the thing that we were screaming from the rafters, screaming from the mountaintops in the offseason, and it felt like they didn't do a good enough job on. You definitely, yeah. I think even them, they have to acknowledge that there was kind of a swing and miss to some regard in the way that they tried to handle it. I think to a small degree, you have to acknowledge that, right? You have to acknowledge that this didn't go at least the way that you planned.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that will inspire them to make some moves there. Tight end, also,
yes.
the way that this system seemingly works, or at least the way that it can, having that two tight end set that you trust and believe would be nice, especially if you can.
Especially, who knows about the offensive line?
Right. If you can get one of these bodies that actually seems to add one of the kind of skill sets that you lost. Although we are still watching for Cade Stover, right? I think it's worth remembering.
That's been updated, apparently.
That there's a little bit of update. I think Aaron Wilson was reporting that, you know, he's on the road to recovery, and that maybe, I think he hypothesized, maybe in the next couple of weeks, you could see him back. Now, this next couple of weeks is a very fraught time for this team. But this trade deadline today, it'll be very interesting to see how the last few weeks and has impacted it and how they actually go about it. We'll be watching that space as we go along today. Just getting going here on a Tuesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, a Texas Ticket Tuesday. It's a home game this weekend. We want you to be sitting in the bullpen, so we'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour. But coming up next here on the program, the Rockets actually got a tight win maybe for the first time, and obviously hosted at home. I happened to be there. There's an itch I just can't scratch, and I kind of want to talk to you about that with this Rockets team. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.